Hello.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care. Is this Nancy?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. Okay. So I just wanted to follow up. I hear that you're looking for a caregiver. Is
That drive, that would be lovely until I get my vehicle up and running. But guess what? My check is still in the nursing home. My Social Security check for this month is in the nursing home because the idiot didn't do a damn job.
Oh no.
And I was on the phone, okay, for 2 days, and I got the phone number to the manager that used to be in charge, the business aspect. Okay?
Okay.
I gave the number to the coordinator, who's a jackass, and he acts all like, "Oh, well, I got the number and I'm going to intercede for you." And then he says to me at 10 a.m., which I didn't even sleep,
Wow.
"So-and-so is going to call." I said, "Excuse me, a friend paid for my phone or it would have been shut off."
Right.
No sympathy, no nothing. I haven't had
Wow.
a shower in a month because my clothes are all dirty. The towels are all dirty because it's been a month. This heating system is a piece of shit because it makes me super hot or super cold.
Right. I'm sorry that you're going through that, and I can do what's in my power to help you, which is send someone
Yeah.
over.
Well, I have
So.
somebody here, but there's nothing to do because, there's nothing to do. What am I supposed to do? Take a shower and then use a dirty towel that hasn't been cleaned for a month and then put dirty clothes back on? I don't think so.
Do you have a
I'm already
washing
doing
machine?
that. No! No, you need a goddamn debit card!
Right.
Oh my God. I had to change my appointment yet again because I need my toes fixed. My friend gave me what set up the phone for an Uber so that way I can get it done. I owe this woman like $300.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you have the nursing home's number? Maybe we can try calling together.
You can't get through. I already tried everything. Thank God I had a person's phone number and he told me the number.
And you,
Okay? It's
okay.
all tied up with the damn nursing facility. And I'm supposed to be getting a phone call from them.
Right. And have they called you? No.
No. Do you
Nothing.
think they're ever going to call me? Hell no. I have to call the number that you gave me, the representative. I didn't do that part yet.
Have you been in touch with the service coordinator at UPMC? That's the one you were speaking with?
He's the jackass!
Yeah. Okay. If you want, we can try to get in touch with the supervisor at UPMC. You want to
Oh,
do
I was
that?
talking to her.
Oh, her too? Wow.
But at the same time, I should have stayed with the first guy because he was the one that for me to be able to get a new coordinator. Yeah.
It sounds like you need a new coordinator, UPMC.
Run around, but I'm the bitch.
Right. So you do have someone at home to help you out, though, right?
I have someone here right now, but there's nothing for her to do. Because
Okay.
I don't have the money to go to Walmart to get the container so that way I can put everything in its place. I'm not doing it three times.
Right. So you don't need us to find you a caregiver. It sounds like there's other issues going on, not that, right?
Oh, and then I called the cardiologist and they said, I said, aren't we going to set up a date to do the stents for my heart? And she goes, oh no, when it gets too painful, call the EMS.
Oh
Oh,
no.
that's nice. Can have a
That's not
heart
okay.
attack. Yeah,
That's
that's
not
real
okay. What
nice.
is that? Wow.
Huh?
That's not okay. She
No,
shouldn't
it's
be
not.
waiting till it's an emergency.
Right, exactly. And I haven't had any pain
Yeah.
meds in 6 weeks.
Right. Wow. Okay. Whew. Let me see
I
what.
haven't been sleeping.
Let me speak to my supervisor.
The nurse came out yesterday, and I go, you know, how do I get an advocate? And she's like, I'm your advocate. Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Right.
Because she couldn't even get my blood pressure yesterday.
Really?
She couldn't. She wouldn't get my blood pressure. Because I need a blood pressure machine because I got parameters before I take the medication. But then again, the new cardiologist, I tried to ask him, do I take this or not with that? And, you know, he never said. And then there's a discrepancy. I have 80, but the nurse has 40.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No wonder I can't do anything. Because the damn cardiologist didn't explain shit. Oh, but I don't listen, says the coordinator. Bull.
Oh my goodness. Sounds like you have a lot on your hands, and I'm sorry to hear that. Do you know if the caregiver that you're with is currently getting paid?
Yeah, she's going to get paid.
She's getting paid?
She's supposed to have paperwork that I sign and that I check off what she's done for the day, but they don't do that now. They just use their phone, and I don't even sign it, which is wrong.
I see. She's with an agency?
Yeah.
Okay, so at least you have that. I can reach out to UPMC and see if they can do anything, but that's the best I can do here. And if you want more help, if you need someone else, then give us a call. We'll be able to find someone.
Okay. Thank you very much for following up. I'm sorry I was yelling.
Okay. No, I'm sorry that you're dealing with it.
I didn't sleep. I haven't slept very well in 6 weeks. Because of the pain in my toes, not to mention the head injury, and
right, wow.
There's this. Do you do YouTube?
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, there's this one. This one guy. He has ADHD. Mm-hmm. I think that's right. Well, anyway, 10 years ago he started his YouTube channel. And he's really funny. Well, actually, the couple is so funny.
Oh, what's their name? Maybe I'll look them up.
Holderness, Holderness.
Okay.
Or something like that. But anyway, he's there talking about his, you know, they're getting into their, 50s. Mm-hmm. And he starts singing about menopause. Perimenopause. It's Christmas time. You wrap that gift and you forgot who it was for. So you have to unwrap it. And you're trying to write a list, but you can't remember because you've got brain fog. He's just there.
That's funny. I'll have to watch him. Yeah.
And then he's talking about, you know, it's wintertime. Wear your coat to the kid. And the kid's not wearing the coat, you know. And he's like, this is a $150 coat. Wear the coat.
That's true.
He talks about real problems, but puts it in a song. Oh, my God. And she participates, too. And the kids do. You know, in the beginning, but the girl, she's at college, but the young boy, he just looks at him like, get away from me. I don't know you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because he's at that age, you know.
They all do that, yeah.
Oh, but it's paying for your iPad and your MP3 player and your cell phone and all these other things. Mm-hmm. So participate. I mean, if my friend didn't pay for the phone, I'd be SOL.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll have to take a look at them when I want a good laugh.
I gotta call Pico and tell him about the situation.
Yes, give him a call right now. And I wish you a lot of luck on that. I'm very sorry to hear that you're going through it. You have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.